Thank you. Good morning. On May 14th, a cluster of salmonella cases were reported from southeastern Wisconsin. Routine enteric questionnaires identified exposure to prepared pork carnitas at grocery store A. An outbreak investigation was launched. 5 days later, the Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene, WSLH, identified specimens to be Salmonella 145-12I-. Routine pulse field gel electrophoresis demonstrated highly related patterns. At the time, antimicrobial susceptibility tests were pending. The following is an epidemic curve of number of cases by onset date. On the x-axis is month, and the y-axis is the number of cases. Confirmed cases are in white, and probable cases are in teal. At the time, there were 36 confirmed cases and 39 probable cases. On June 16th, WSLH reported results of antimicrobial susceptibility tests, or AST. The AST results demonstrated a multi-drug resistant, or MDR, profile for the outbreak isolates, including resistance to 9 different antimicrobials in 6 different antimicrobial classes. Of note, these isolates were resistant to a third-generation cephalosporin, ceftriaxone highlighted in yellow, and had reduced susceptibility to a fluoroquinolone, ciprofloxacin, highlighted in yellow, which is rarely reported in non-typhoidal salmonella in the United States. In fact, resistance to ceftriaxone and ciprofloxacin are seen in less than 1% of isolates reported to CDC's National Antimicrobial Resistance Monitoring System, or NARMS. These AST results were subsequently confirmed by CDC NARMS. Using a standardized whole genome sequencing method developed by the CDC PulseNet laboratory, WSLH sequenced 13 representative isolates. CDC performed phylogenetic analysis of high-quality single nucleotide polymorphism, or SNP analysis, using computational genomics pipeline and mapped back to a CDC sequence reference strain for the isolates. Phylogenetic analysis indicated that the sequenced isolates from the outbreak were all highly related with each other by being 0 to 1 SNP apart. Whole genome sequencing analysis on a subset of the Wisconsin isolates identified 14 antimicrobial resistance genes among all isolates. Genes that encode resistance to clinically important antimicrobials are in yellow and include BLA-SHIV-12, a gene conferring extended spectrum beta-lactamase, or ESBL phenotype, responsible for resistance to ceftriaxone, and 2 plasmid-mediated quinolone resistance genes, which conferred reduced susceptibility to ciprofloxacin. We identified 2 plasmid alleles, INC-Q and INC-HI2. Additional plasmid characterization in the lab identified that 13 out of the 14 resistance genes were located on the INC-HI2, including an ESBL and the 2 quinolone resistance genes. Identification of clinically important resistance conferred by plasmid-encoded resistance genes has both clinical and public health implications, as resistance or decreased susceptibility to first-line agents poses a therapeutic challenge and might lead to poor clinical outcomes in invasive salmonella infections. In addition, plasmids permit horizontal gene transfer and might facilitate the spread of antibiotic resistance between and among pathogenic bacterial species. Epidemiologic investigation determined the illnesses were associated with prepared pork carnitas sold at grocery store A. Phylogenetic analysis indicated that the outbreak isolates were all highly related with each other, supporting a common source of contamination. Plasmid characterization studies documented that the majority of resistance determinants were plasmid-mediated. Based on our findings, we recommend that public health officials complete routine interviews for salmonella, which are a key component in a well-functioning surveillance system, and that public health laboratories maintain routine serotyping and PFGE for salmonella and consider the addition of whole genome sequencing, as this data can be used for phylogenetic analysis, antimicrobial resistance determinants, and plasmid detection. ESBL in Salmonella is extremely rare, and to our knowledge, this is the first time it has been documented in this serotype in the United States. Whole genome sequencing allows for real-time detection of clinically important resistance, which is key in the implementation of public health action for prevention of multi-drug resistant organisms. Thank you.